In our last broadcast, we discovered that God has created you to make a difference. You was born to make a difference. You were not an accident, but it was by the providence of Almighty God. We also learned that you are to make a difference to your country and to your family. But there's one more area that you was created to make a difference in. So open your Bibles to 2 Chronicles 24, and we'll take a look in the book.
Bread of life, sent down the glory. Many think you were honored.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, where the pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert continues his series of messages on See You at the Top. Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. of Bible Way Community Baptist Church, Irving, takes a look in the book.
Listen, we shelter in milk, we shelter in meat, we shelter in cars. Why we can't shelter our children? We need to shelter our children, but that's only one part of the equation. Then we need to expose them to that which is good. We need to expose them to some doctors. Expose them to some lawyers. Expose them to some good teachers. Expose them to some good coaches. Expose them to the who's who in your town, the who's who in your community. Expose them to the somebody so your child won't grow up and be a nobody because they've been exposed to the somebody. You gotta expose them. You know, I can imagine Joash as a little boy wanted to go outside and play like all the other children. I can imagine, can I use my imagination? I can just imagine how he wanted to go out and play some kickball. I want to go out and play some football or some basketball. But every time he asked Jehoiada, can I go outside and play? He said, no, no, you got to stay right here in the church. When he wanted to go and play kickball, he said, you can't play no kickball. You got to stay right here in the church. When he wanted to go outside and play the games that the children play, he said, no, no, you got to stay right here in the church. And I can imagine him saying, why come I got to stay right here in the church? Why come I can't go and be like everybody else? He said, because I'm not raising you to be like everybody else. I'm raising you to be a godly king. And that's how it is. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if we want our children to be different, then we got to raise them different. We got to make a difference in our country. I'm reminded of a little boy who grew up different. He grew up different because he had different parents. His mama was white and his daddy was black. That's already a difference, isn't it? And the story goes, they put him in some different schools, private schools even, that he could get a real good education. And he wanted to be like the other little kids, but the mama kept saying, no, 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 we're raising you to be different. That boy grew on up, and he wanted to play sports, but his mama and dad kept him back from playing a lot of sports. He had to read when all the other kids was outside playing. She kept telling him, boy, I want you to be different. That boy ended up going to Harvard Law School and ended up becoming a lawyer. Then he went there to Chicago after he had finished law school, and he began to work in the community, and then he ended up becoming a senator of Illinois. And now today that little black boy has grew up to be running for the president of the United States of America. Obama is running for president all because his parents raised them to be different. Amen. Listen, if you want to be different, then you're going to have to be raised different. If you're going to make a difference to your country, then you got to be raised in a different way. And so we must make a difference to our country. But secondly, we must make a difference to our families. Amen. Oh, my Lord. We got to make a difference to our families. You know, some folks make a difference on their job. Some folks make a difference in their church. But they don't make a difference at home. Some folks are getting all kind of awards. They're doing this and they're doing that. They are very responsible on the job, but they're not acting responsible at home. Oh, you're getting awfully quiet on me this morning. Folks are dependable on the job, but they are not dependable at home. Folks are working hard on the job, but when they come home, they rest at home. Let me tell you something. Your first job is at home. As a matter of fact, when you finish your job at 5, you need to roll your sleeve back up and go home and go to work. See, our first job assignment as Christians is at home. As a matter of fact, I am disqualified trying to preach to you if I have not practiced what I'm preaching at home. Our first assignment. I'm glad to know that Jehoiada was not only a great man for his country, but he was a great man making a difference there at home. How was he making a difference at home? I believe he was making a difference because, see, his job in the community was a priest. Right. Now, see, there's a difference now between a priest and a prophet. Yeah. I didn't say his job was a prophet, but I say his job was a priest. Yeah. Now, see, there's a difference. Let me just illustrate this. See, a prophet goes down to the people. And he speaks to the people on behalf of God. But not so with the priest. The priest start down here. He start with the people. And he goes up from the people. And he ascends up to the throne of God. And he speaks to God on behalf of the people. And that's what Jehoiada was doing. Jehoiada was always going back up, speaking to God on behalf of the people. Now, he was doing that from, can I contemporize this, 9 to 5. That was his job. But when he got home, you know what his job was there? He was going back up, getting on his knees, speaking to God on behalf of his family. You know, that's the problem in our world today. Folks talk about the reason our schools are in bad shape is because they done took prayer out of school. But do you know why they was able to take prayer out of school? It's because we done took prayer out of the home. See, the problem today is we look at our families and we start comparing our family with somebody else's family. Well, we compare our husband with somebody else's husband. Oh, I wish my husband was like that man there. Oh, I wish my wife was like that woman there. Oh, I wish my son was like that boy there. I wish my daughter was like that girl there. Listen, you need to be content with what you have because you don't know how those folks are acting. Amen. See, anybody can act good at church. Amen. Anybody can act good on Sunday. A prisoner act good when he get a weekend pass. He'll be up on the good behavior. So anybody can act good just one day a week. Anybody can act good in public, but you don't know how a person behaved in private. A lot of times you reach and grab what somebody else got, you'll be running to take it back. Listen, if your wife ain't acting right, quit treating her like a bad car and trying to get a trade-in on her. What you need to do, you need to practice yourself as a priest. And you need to get on up in the face of God and get in God's face and talk to God on behalf of your wife. Your children ain't acting right? Get up in the face of God and talk to God about that boy, that girl. whoever's not acting right, get up in the face of God and talk to God. See, prayer will make a difference. I say prayer will make a difference. See, the problem in our lives today, we are hooked on everything but the right thing. We are hooked on television, we're hooked on bad movies, we're hooked on food, we're hooked on wine, we're hooked on drugs, we're hooked on everything but the right thing. See, we need to get hooked on prayer, because prayer is going to make a difference in our lives. Oh, I know I'm right. I know I'm right. Hey, can I confess something? Can I confess something? Now, I know I'm a preacher. I don't want y'all to look bad at me. But I hadn't always been hooked on prayer.
All right. All right.
No. I can remember growing up as a little boy, I hear folks say, well, prayer changes things. I say, yeah, that's do good, but money do good too. You know, I just wanted me a job. You know, I read somewhere in the Bible that money answers all things, and I took that serious. I said, this is going to be the answer for me. But I had to learn that prayer will indeed make a difference. But I didn't learn that until after I had become a preacher and I went to a seminary and the professor challenged us. He says, most of you are not hooked on prayer. He said, let me show you how to get hooked on prayer. He said, what you need to do is get you a prayer journal. Get you a prayer journal. And he says, in that prayer journal, he says, what you need to do, I want you to write down your prayer request. Then in this other column over here, write down the date that you requested it. And then in this other column over here, he said, write down that date that you got it from God. I said, I'm gonna try that. And so when a need came up, I wrote the need down. I can remember one time we needed some tuition money. I was kind of concerned about how was I gonna pay for all of this schooling here. I wrote that. A tuition problem, the need for some finances for tuition. I wrote the date down. And do you know, God blessed me with the tuition money. I say, thank you, Jesus. I can remember a time that we needed some light bill money. I wrote it down, the need for some light bill money. Went there to the mailbox, found a check in the mailbox, even from the light company. And I was able to pay my bill. Oh, God is a good God, ladies and gentlemen. And looked like whatever the need was, I just wrote it down. I wrote the date down. And God came through right on time. And from that day, I've been hooked on prayer. A lot of times you hear me when I pray that God is a God who hears, but he answers prayer. That's the most fascinating thing on earth to me, is that I can get on my knees and talk to God about my problem, and not only will he hear me, but he can answer me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Listen, if you want to make a difference in your family, then you need to get hooked on prayer, because prayer can change things. Do I have a witness today? I say prayer can change things. Prayer can make a drunken man stop drinking. Prayer can make a dope addict quit using dope. Prayer can make a prostitute stop prostituting. Prayer can make a prodigal son who done left home come back home. Prayer changes things. I don't know what's going on in your life, but prayer changes things. Do you know the reason that some of us are where we are at today is because our grandparents prayed for us? It wasn't your education that opened up that door for you. Grandmama and granddaddy was praying that God bless them with a good education so that they can get a good job. Songwriter got it right when he said, somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took a little time and they prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If you're going to make a difference, you need to pray if you're going to make a difference in your family. So this man was buried among the kings because he made a difference in his country. He made a difference in his family, but he also made a difference to God. Amen. And that's what we must do. We must make a difference to God. When you look back over here at this text, that's exactly what it says. It said, and they buried him in the city of David among the kings because he done good in Israel. That's the country. And it says he done good both towards God and towards his house. That's the family. Do you see that? He done good to his country, done good to his family, and he done good to God. He made a difference in every area of his life. He made a difference. He made a difference. How did he make a difference? Look here at chapter 24. The Bible lets us know that the church had been torn up, had been torn to pieces. The temple had been messed up. As a matter of fact, King Joash, he wanted to know, why come we not having church? Why the church ain't running right? And the Bible says here in verse number 7 of chapter 24, he says, for the sons of Tekoa, that wicked woman has broken up the house of God and also has delegated things of the house of the Lord, did they bestow unto Baal. And the stuff that was good, she took it and she used it and put it in the other idol God's house called Baal. Then I tore up the church when this man was the priest. And the Bible says they began to raise some money. They took up a special offering. The king gave a commandment in verse number 8, and they made a chest, and they put it outside of the gate. And the Bible says that the people, they began to give. And they began to give, and they began to give. And then when they got the money to repair the temple, the Bible says in verse number 12, and the king and Jehoiada gave it to such as did the work of the service of the house of the Lord. And they hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord, and also such as brought iron and bronze to mend the house of the Lord. Look at that. Look at that. They went and got the money and went and got some hired workers here, some qualified workers, and gave them the money, their skilled labors, in order to rebuild and to repair the house of the Lord. Verse 13, so the workmen's wrought, and the work was perfected by them, and they set the house of God in order and strengthened it. Notice this man here, he worked hard for the Lord in repairing the house of God, and then setting things back in order. He made a difference, didn't he? He made a difference to his church. You know, there are folks, they always come into the church wanting the church to do for them, but the question is, what you done for the church? We often get telephone calls. Folks are wanting to have weddings. They're wanting to have family reunions. They're wanting to have banquets. They're wanting to have picnics. They are wanting to use our facilities, but my question is, you want to use us, but what are you going to do for the Lord? Amen. See, if you want the church to do something for you, then you ought to be willing to do something for the church. Amen. This man here, he had done something for the church. He made a difference to his church, to his God. What I like about this story here, you know, he done it with the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. He done this thing with pure motives. How do I know his motives was pure? See, most of the time, when your motives is not pure, it's something that you just want to do. But when you know it's God, it's something that God has called you to do. See, he didn't volunteer really to do this thing. He was basically drafted. Yeah. He was called to basically do this particular thing. And see, we need to be very careful about trying to do something in the name of the Lord, but not in the right motives and the Spirit of the Lord. Because it's only what we do for Christ that's going to last. See, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, you can sing with the tongues of men or sing with the tongues of angels, but if you don't have love, the Bible says you ain't done nothing. The Bible says you can even prophesy, or you can have faith to even move mountains. But if you don't have love, you still ain't done nothing. The Bible says that you can even give your body to be burned, but if you didn't do it with the motivation of love, the Bible says it still profits you nothing. See, whatever we do, we got to make sure that we are doing it with the motivation of God. Oh, we're doing it. We're doing it for God. Now, this man had a well-balanced life. This is a well-balanced life. Look at this well-balanced life. The Bible says he done good to Israel, country. He done good towards his house, family. Then towards God. Listen, life should be lived like a triangle. You didn't hear me. Life should be lived like a triangle. Relationships are triangle relationships. See, one of the reasons marriage don't work, for folks say marriage takes two. No, it don't. Marriage takes three. That's the problem. See, take a triangle. When you make a triangle, how many lines do you have? You have three lines. You have a line on your left, a line on the right, and then you have a line at the bottom of your base. See, if you just say, okay, I'm going to just work hard for my country, you still got a life out of balance. It won't work. Your life still not going, you're not going to be happy. It's not going to work. You can just put all your emphasis on trying to be a blessing to your family, and that won't work. It still won't work. Matter of fact, you can say, well, I'm gonna focus on my country and I'm gonna focus on my family. But life still won't work. It still won't. You know why it won't work? Because you are missing the key ingredient. Yeah. See, you don't have a base. See, you got to have a base and make your family work and your country work. That's why you gotta have God as your base. And see, when God is at your base, whatever you put your hands to do, you will succeed in it, because God is your base. God is holding up your family. God is holding up your country. God is holding up your church when God is your base. Listen, and you can make a difference. Quit looking at what other people are doing. You can make a difference. God has made you different in order to make a difference. Look. What is this I got in my hand here? This is a cookie cutter. This is a cookie cutter. What's the purpose of a cookie cutter? It's to make cookies. But not only to make cookies, it's to make cookies all the same. That's the purpose of this cookie cutter. I want every cookie to be just like this cookie cutter. Listen to me. When God made you, he didn't make you using a cookie cutter. When God made you, God created you to be the original. And then he threw away the mold. Oh, that's why some of us are big. God made some of us to be big so that you can make a difference. God made some of us to be small so that you can make a difference. He made some of us to have long hair. You want to make a difference with your long hair. Some of us he gave short hair. He wants you to make a difference with your short hair. Some of us he made light-skinned. Some of us he made dark-skinned. Some of us he created the red, yellow, black, and white. But all of us are precious in his sight. He wanted us to make our death proud. And you can make a difference when God is the God of your life. As you are the living word.
If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look In the Book.